For a culture to be palatable, it may often exist as stereotypes. For a conversation about culture to continue, it cannot remain that way. Recently, I stopped and pondered the image of my own motherland I had constructed in America. I've built a cross-cultural identity backdropped against formidable city skylines and refurbished with a glossy history. I proudly recount escapades from my upbringing in Shanghai. I take pride in my familiarity with Tang Dynasty literature. I understand my role now as an ambassador of Chinese culture, a title that I did not invite upon myself, but was automatically bestowed upon me. I take upon this role with pride, but I also realize that at times I flaunt not just my culture, but also my otherness. It embellishes my identity with uniqueness, but in the process of doing so, I run the risk of bundling complex, nuanced aspects of my identity into more flavorful, digestible tropes. Cheap blue and white chinaware, bamboo chopsticks engraved with Chinese print, fabric shoes embroidered with dragons and phoenixes.